طب هاي المورنينج، we made a little funny thing. We seem to have missed out on half a thesis. Not quite sure how that happened. We seem to have missed out the second thesis. We started it, but then we didn't finish it. So, with your permission, we're going to go back to do a little bit of to go over the second thesis, and then we'll finish off this other thesis, which we were learning, which is a new point. So, the second thesis. Why is it in this order?
What did you say, David? Yossi?
Why is it in this order? Awesome. The Psukim Shoei Boi Maver. It says speech, but comes between the second thesis. Sure. For some reason, we missed out the second half of the second thesis. Speech for Kuntras is Seder Shenechtavu Beparsha Sidon Mishnah. In the order of the Torah, that's what the Mishnah has it. ואף אגב, דרמן לא אמרתו נושאי לרגלוי, ואיחם וכסידה פרשו. Even though according to the man that show means regal, it's not according to the order of the Mishnah, of the Chumash, because the order of the Chumash is, if you have boy, then you have shen regal, and then you have ish. And our Mishnah has regal, boy, shen and ish. So it's not according to the order of the Torah. So even though it's not according to the order of the Torah, the regal nafka long, maybe shilach espi'iroi, because regal you learn out from shilach espi'iroi, dechsev bosa boy, which is written after boy. Mikol mokim shem shoy ksev koidem b'parsha. The word shoy, which is the word that the Tana used to explain regal, is mentioned first in the Torah, because as we saw in the parshas, first it talks about shoy, that's negach and ish, and then it talks about boy, then it talks about regal, shen, regal, and then ish. So since the Tana uses the word shoy to describe regal, and shoy in the Torah is written first, therefore regal is written first.
And that's despite the fact that sure, in the context of the Torah, is talking about death as opposed to damages.
We're talking about a gicha as opposed to talking about Karen.
It's not about Karen, but it's also talking about.
Talking about two things, talking about Karen, the damages, and Karen. Talking about both. So we spoke out last time, we said that it's coming to hint to us there is another mazik as well. There's Mazik of Karen, that's not written here, so we use the word show to describe regal, hinting to us that there is also a Karen. That we spoke at. This part of Tesis we did speak at. But the next part, for some reason, we didn't. Not quite sure how that happened. How come Yossi didn't remind us that we missed out the last part of Tesis? Now there is an opinion in the Gemara called Rav, and he holds Mabe is Odom. Aval Gav. To the boss of Oxiv, the Pasha's Emma. Mave, which is Odom, is written in Pasha's Emma. It's not written Pasha's Mishpatim. So the question is, what's the question?
Odom should be last.
Odom should be last, right? Odom should be last. Even though it's after Hav Oxiv, it says Makabe Mishameno. And that possible Makabe Mishameno, the Aino Odom, the Azik Show, is referring to an Odom and damage of a show. So why is it not mentioned last? The Tana wasn't interested, wasn't bothered to teach it like the order of the Parsha. Because it's anyway very far off. So since it's anyway far off, so Mela, the Tana, was wanted to teach it a different order. Which order we'll see in a second. We want to teach a different order. That means you have, we're describing all the Alba, always which are mentioned in the Chumash together. So it makes sense to say the Tana should say, according to that, everyone knows Pasha Mishpat. Vatman's what meant sorry boy my behavior. So when I'm sorry boy my behavior, but if anyway running around the whole of Chumash, one's in Mishpat and one's in Emois, so there's no memory involved in going according to the Torah. So then the Tana said, you know what, we're gonna go with a different order.
It's gonna be short order.
Also, what's the order then?
And that's
my one second, he said, so what's the order? You're right, that was a question of Jesus. Question of Jesus should be show by heaven and my answer is, since Adam is so far off, we don't care about the order of the Torah. So we have to make some other order. So what's the order that did choose? Therefore, therefore, it went with a different order, an order of Loi Hare of the Sefer. If you look in the Gemara, in the Mishnah says, yeah, so maybe then Mava came before Ish, right? What do you say? So Mava came before Ish, since in the Loi Harei, the Mava came before Ish, so in the order, the beginning of the Mishnah, we have Shoi, Boi, Mava, Heve, because Mava comes before Ish. So you follow that?
No.
Why not?
How can you say that the order of the Mishnah follows the order of the Sefer of the Mishnah? You're using the Mishnah to turn back on itself. You first said the Mishnah followed the order of the Sefer, and then you said, but because Adam was a long way away, we changed. And then the rationale for the changing the order is also in the Sefer of the Mishnah.
So maybe we're not following the Sefer of my God question on that. Maybe we're following the order of the Sefer. We start off saying, yeah. We follow the Pesukim, that was if you hold Shoyah's regal, it fits in very well. We follow the order of the Pesukim. If you hold the Shoyah's, that Mave is Odom, then we're obviously not following the order of the Mishnah of Pesukim, because that's a Mishpat in Emor. So then the order is something else. The order is the Sefer of the Mishnah.
Yeah, and if then he's the Sefer of the Mishnah, it's the order. Then the
Sefer
has
pulled
right
at the end. Oh, that's the question. Very good. Very, very good. That's the question. The monoshop, what's going on? If we're going to come to the order of the Pesukim, we should have Shoy by Eish Odom. And if we're going to come to the Sefer of the Mishnah, then we should have Shoy Odom Eish Boy. That is the question on thesis. Let's just see inside first, and then we'll have to work out an answer to that question. So I'm going over again from Ulamanda Omar. First word in the line is Ulamanda Omar, about 7 lines down in Tosis. Ulamanda Omar, Mave Zeh Odom. According to the Manda Omar, the Mave Zeh Odom. Afal Gav, Dele Bosa Hav Oroksiv, Bepashas Emoi. Even though Odom is written after Ish, it's in Pashas Emoi. Why? What's in Pashas Emoi? The Pasuk, Maki Bimi Shalmeh. Which is referring to Hainu Odom Dazik Shoy. So the person who posing talks about Odom is written in Pashas Emor. So why? So what's this mean to ask? So why is Odom mentioned before Eish? Lechosh Lishnoisik is Seed Abosh. The Tana was not concerned to teach it like the order of the Pasha. The theme, Sherochi Kolkach, since it's so far off. Therefore, it wasn't bothered to teach in the order of the Mishnah, of the Chumash. So how did it teach it? V'shonoi keseder leharei desefer. And it taught it like the order of the end of the Mishnah. Shemame kodim lehever. There we have the Mame is before heaven. Ad kan debitesis. Before we get to a bit of time. So there we have. So you want to know why the order is showing? Boy, Mame, heaven, surely. Mav should come after heaven, and the Torah is. Torah says, no, I'm in the Torah. Mav is well after heaven. So therefore, there was no gain in putting it in order, the order of the Torah. So we do it in order, the order of Leharis. In the Leharis, we had Ish at the end. So therefore, we have Mav before Ish. In the Leharis, we have Mav before Ish. Rabbi Yankiv asked Rabbi Yankiv Samson, didn't understand it. Because if you're going according to order of the Mishnah, Boy was the very end. Boy was the last one. זה לא איזה וזה שדארק מלך להזיק, כי הרי הבוי, שאין דארק מלך להזיק, בוי was the very last. And yet we put Shoy Boy first. Boy comes before Mame. Why should that be? So who would ask that question? If we have to look, it's a basic question on Tosis. So who would be asking basic questions on Tosis? Not bad. Generally, the Bnei Yeshua argues with Tosis. Not much. Marshall is also pretty good. But it's something which is even more basic in understanding Tosis. Marshall is a very good suggestion to look at. There's something which is an easier pirush, and it's more basic in explaining Shita Tosis. And that is the Ma'aram. Ma'aram is under the Marshall. He is the classic pirush on Tosis. So if you're ever stuck, the first place to look is Ma'aram. It's also easier than Marshall. Marshall generally slightly harder. So maybe we're in luck. Let's look at the Ma'aram. Let's see if you ask this question. Ma'aram was Rosh Shiva somewhere. He was the teacher's Talmidim. So he's got a lot on the first daf. As you can see, the first daf, he's got like a full page. Lots of small writing. That's been given some very good cheer.
Where can we find this?
So where would you find them around? It's underneath the mashal. Yes, we're looking forward to the day when you'll say it's after the Rosh.
After the Rosh. It's in the back after the Rosh.
No, you've gone past the Rosh.
Just
no. Right, no, excellent. So where would you find the base of the Aleph? Oh, that part you're going to be reading about the
Maharam. The back, after the Rosh.
Very good, Yossi. Well done. That's exactly what I want to do. Right. So if you look in the Maharam, he starts off with Tosis and the Gideon. That's the first Tosis. Then he talks about Shoy Baboy, which is our Tosis, which we're doing at the beginning of the Shoy Tosis. And then he's got Beis Aleph Dalet. You know what Beis Aleph Dalet stands for? Beis Aleph Dalet, big Beis Aleph Dalet, in large print.
It's first half of my
heart. Yeah. Beis Aleph Dalet. You must see it because he's got lots of money. Sure, you have it. He's got loads of Beis Aleph Dalet. You can't say you don't have it, but just like which one? Have you got the Beis Aleph Dalet on the Ma'aram?
Yeah.
The first Beis Aleph Dalet that he mentions.
Okay,
the Tosfos? In Tosfos, right. Yes. I'll see you, Bob Kamat.
Alright. Next to the
Hello.
You'll get the Ma'aram shit.
After the Rosh, you even said
directly
that
after the Rosh. It's after. Yeah, but directly after. Okay. And so is the Rosh behind the Rosh, after the Rosh. Immediately after. Oh, that means a bit.
Well, there you are.
Mm-hmm.
Marshall. Marshall, it's under the Marshall.
Yeah.
Right. So the first Beis Aleph Dalet stands with the Emes of Dibur, and then in the middle of the Dibur of Tosis. Yossi, it's in the third wide line if you have the same type of page that we have. If you don't, then it's not.
Okay.
But of course, do you have it?
No.
Lechosh, do you say that, Marshall? Meshonei kiseder le'arei desefer makshim ha'oilom. The oil mask is kasha, which Rabbi Yaakov said. So Rabbi Yaakov did not have a name called ha'oilom. The world asks this kasha. Im kein ha'oilom like dimoy gam kein koidem boy. It should have been before boy. To have a mamish kiseder le'arei desefer, which is like the order of the sefer. To have a mame nami koidem boy. Right, that's the kasha. The kasha which Rabbi Yaakov asks. He asks. Yishleima answers Ma'aram the teretz. Mishum the bein boi v'avora is belav hochi hafsoka beparsha. If you look in the chumash, that's why it's important to have the chumash when you're learning this. If you look in the chumash, the first thing is shoy negiche. Then you have boi, Then you have Geneva. Geneva, they're about Geneva. And then you have about Shenan Regal, and then you have about Ish. So the anyway, there's a break between Bar and Ish. Talking about Geneva, there's a break anyway. So therefore, the Tana also said, if there's any way a break, so I'm going to put Odom there as well. The man here, what he says that it's like this. If you look in the Chumash, Shor and Bor go together. Shor and Bor together. So there, you can't have, because you want to put in Odom, because it follows the Sefer, you can't do that. You can't break up Shor and Bor, because in the Chumash, Shor and Bor are together. But once you get to Bor and Eish, where there's anyway a Hefsek, in the Torah, because it talks about Ki Yigal Shor Ish, talks about a person who steals something, so then we're happy to put in Odom there. Because in the order of the Mishnah, Odom comes before Ish. Since in the order of the Mishnah, Odom comes before Ish, Lehari, yeah, the Odom comes before Ish, so we want to put in Odom before Ish. Why don't we put Odom in before Boi? Because in the Torah, the Shor and Boi are juxtaposed together. So to answer Yaakov's question, it's be'etzem a shiluv, a hybrid of two mahalchim. How to understand the Mishnah? A joint. On the one hand, we have the order of the psukim. So if you have the order of the psukim, we follow the psukim. Torah has Shor and Boi together, put Shor and Boi together. But then all of a sudden, the Torah has a little break and discusses Geneva and then reverts back to Mazikim. So there's a small break. So once anyway, Boi and Eish are not going to be together in the Torah, we're happy to throw in Odom there and shove in Odom between Boi and Eish, because anyway they're not juxtaposed in the Torah. So then we want to put Odom before Eish, because in the Loi Harez of our Mishnah, Odom came before Eish. So why is Boi not put right at the end? Because the Torah put Shor and Boi together. So we have Shor and Boi, which the Torah put together, and then you have Shor, and then you have in the Torah of Eish, but there's a break in the Torah. If there's a break, there's no problem to shove in Eish, Odom, and all the Odom should be before Eish.
And Shor and Boi together, because really, they're just everything comes
to it. No, because the Torah put Shor and Boi together.
No,
you can learn everything from Boi and Eish as well.
When you say put Odom in that place, was it a break because of Geneva? Is it Geneva itself or not? That's it.
Very nice. That's using it. You're saying it's a sephis to this, but let's first see the next part of Tesis and then we'll discuss your point. Yeah? So, Shor and Boi Mabe Eish. Why is it in this order come to first part of Tesis? Why is it Shor and Boi Mabe Eish? Because Shor and Boi and Manasot, the Torah put in that order, Shor and Boi. But then there's a small break in the Torah from Mabe to Eish. There's a small break. Talks about Geneva in the middle. So then, anyway, they're not juxtaposed. And I know in the order of the Mishnah, Mabe comes before Eish, in the order of Loi Harez, so then we have a right to put in Odom and make a type of break between Boi and Eish, because anyway there's a break in the Torah between Boi and Eish. So we'll have another break, we have Odom.
Second answer.
That's the answer to this.
First answer or second answer?
First answer. That's the answer that what Tesis said. Tesis said since...
What was it's
actually
the
second
part.
Right. What do you mean? What do you mean? Second opinion. Oh, the Mad Omer, the Mav is Odom.
Right.
Yeah, sure. Kunta, the Mad, the Mad Omer, Mav is Odom. So we had the question: why is Mav mentioned before Eish? So Tosfos says because since Mav is so far away, Loi Chosha Tana, and therefore the Tana put it in the order of the Loi Harez, Machshima Oilom. This is now not this, this is now Machshima Oilom. If you're saying Kunta Le'areiz, it should be before Boi, or it should be right at the end. In the Le'areiz, you had Shor, Odom, Eish, Boi. So if you're going Kunta Le'areiz, why is Boi mentioned before Odom? So which the answer is, says the Maram, because not doesn't mean that we're ignoring the Torah. If the Torah put them together, we have to have them together. So Shoyim Bo chucks the pose in the Torah, so Shoyim Bo we can put together. But then there's anyway a break in the Torah between Bo and Ish. There's anyway a break. Since there's anyway a break, so anyway they're not juxtaposed. So then we've got right now to put an odd on there so they should follow the order of the Leharis. The Leharis has Odom before Ish, so we're going to have Odom before Ish. We're going to add Mave before Ish. Got my old of it? Then we have Rabbeinu Tam. I want to give Rabbeinu Tam and says a new text. Rabbeinu Tam Pirush. The shame of Odom Tzibbe Parsha. The met it says Odom in the Parsha. Where? The shame of Odom Tzibbe Parsha Koidim. It says in the Parsha Odom before Mare. Before heaven. Before heaven. Where? Ki Yignoiv Ish Shoy. Ki Yignoiv Ish Shoy is Odom who steals. So therefore it's very matim to have Mare between Boy and Ish. Very matim. Because Odom is mentioned in the Torah. Odom Amazik is mentioned in the Torah. Which Odom Amazik? Gnevan. Or Echod mi Ovis Nezikim, the Ktoni Lo, the Brice of the Gmar. It's one of the Ovis Nezikim that's mentioned in the Brice of Chia, Reb Shaya. They bring Odom that steals. So very good then. I mean, following Mamish the order of the, following Mamish the order of the Mishnah. Shoy, the modern term, Shoy boy, Mavehem, Shoy boy, and then you have Gneva, and then you have Ish. Mamish follows the order of the term.
It's not our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, that's not what I was referring to.
Right. So, what are you saying? Our Mishnah, Adam is talking about Adam Hamazik.
Not Adam Hamazik.
So, here's the answer to that question. Very good. So, again, do you remember we said, why are we talking about Shoy you know. Regular at the beginning of it? To hint to us that there's another mazik is a mazik of care. That's why we put show at the beginning. To hint us as a mazik of care. Same too as here. The reason why I'm talking about Mabe is Odom. Odom a mazik. After Boy, to hint to us, there's another mazik called Odom and Steals. Same type of thing. Ram speaks it out as well. Okay, so let's say sum up the tases. Is that the catch? What's the catch of tases?
The order of the mission. The order of the mission.
The what?
It's not following.
It's not the Seder question.
It's the Pesukim.
Now, Odom, you have to speak a little bit more. If we're following the order of the Pesukim, why is Odom not mentioned last? Odom should be mentioned last because that's well after it. It's what's out of Tesis?
So far away.
It's so far away, we don't need to follow the order of the Pesukim. And therefore, why is it mentioned here?
Because
why we're not bothered about all the limbs. So now, why is it mentioned here? Why is it mentioned before Ish? Because of Larry. I want to follow the safe of the mission of Larry. And Larry, Adam's mentioned before Ish. That is what Jesus said. That's the third of Jesus. The second third of Jesus. Why is the Odom mentioned before Ish? Because in the Torah, Odom mentioned before Ish. Which Odom? Not the normal Odom HaMazik, but rather the Odom of Kneva. So since Odom is mentioned before Ish, it's mentioned here, we put in Mave before Ish. Those are two of tases. On the first set of tases, we had the Kash. If you're going to tell me that you're following Larry, is why is it not mentioned before Boy? Why is Boy not mentioned right at the end? Answer is, in the order of Pesukim, Shoy and Boy are together, then there's a break, and then eventually we get to Ish. Since it's Ish, since Boy and Ish are anyway not juxtaposed, there's nothing wrong with us putting in Odom in order to follow the safe of the mission. But if the two juxtapose them together, we have to have them together. Adkan, Divrei, Tosis. Good. Tosis Baron. Very good. So that is, we've taken out to the first three Tosis in. The first four tases in. Now, the very end of the fourth tases, there's really a new tases. Why tases put them together? You should love them, but it's a new tases. Sas koshes, four lines up from the end of the fourth tases. And now jumping back to the tases that we finished yesterday. Big sas koshes. You see where it is? Fourth last line, South Scotia. Sure, tell us you have it.
I have the fourth tasis.
The fourth tasis, fourth last line of the last fourth tasis.
First one of the line is to cool.
Right. Thank you. South Scotia. Tasis has a question on the whole mission. The mashma. To reach in Momo, you mean at the Mashma in our Mishnah, that we would learn punishments of Momoin based on Kavachemes or based on Limudim. You don't need to have an explicit poser to tell me that you're chayv. If I can derive a chiyuv from somewhere else, then I will also do, I will do so. But this is a novelty. The normal halacha is, like Misa anyway, like Misa and Malkus, you can't make a kalachemis. Very classic example is the pasuk says, if somebody does nus with his sister, who is a sister from his mother, it's called Misa. If somebody does nus with his sister, who is a sister from his father, it's called Misa. It's a pasuk that says, somebody does nus with his sister, who is his sister from his father and his mother, is Chayav Misa. Well, surely I would know that. If already a Chayav Misa is doing it with your half sister, or doing it with the other half sister, surely if you do it with four, which are both half sisters, right? Surely it's included in that. You should be Chayav Misa. Why do you need a apostle to tell me that you're Chayav for that? The halacha is in Einshim Min Hadin. You can't learn punishment, whether it's Malkus, whether it's Misa. You can't learn it out from a kalvachim. Although there is a kalvachim in Ibrahim, that guy's Chayav Misa, and he only did it to his half sister. You did it to your whole sister, certainly should be Chayav Misa. But, Ein Oinchim Minadim. Ein Oinchim Minadim. Now, this Mishnah seems to say otherwise. This Mishnah is saying if we would have been able to learn it from Shoy, we would have learned regular from Shoy. The only reason why he can't is because Regal is Shoy is Kamanos and Ahazik. But if Shoy would have not been Kamanos and Ahazik, then we would have learned Regal from Karen. Why? How can you learn it? Ain't Oinchim and Adin?
But how's that punish? This is Mammon. This is straight paying for what you destroyed.
Very good. So Tosis says, Sas Kosha, the Mashma, the Oinchim, Mammon, Minadin. It's Mashma from our mission that we would derive a person has to pay. We'll come to a mosque shot in a minute. It's Xaskosh the Mashma the Oinchim Momin Radim. But the Mechilte, it's not Mechiltin. You know what the difference between Mechilte and Mechiltin is?
A few letters.
Oh, so you're really scintillating today. Yeah. Yeah, very good. But what's the difference between those few letters? Mechiltin means Al Mesechta. Mechiltin is our Mesechta, Mechile, Mesechta, Mechiltin is ours. Mechilta is Midrasha. Midrasha. So, but Mechilta Tanya, in the Medrash, in the Mechilta, there's a braisa that says like this, there's a pasuk that tells me, Ki yiftach ish boy, v'ki yichre ish boy. If a person digs a pit, or a person opens a pit. A person is chayv to pay. If a person opens a pit, he's chayv to pay for the damage. Huh? So, surely, if a person opens a pit, he's going to be chayv. If a person digs the pit. If a person has a pit already there, all he does is open the pit, and he's chayv if somebody falls in. Surely then, if somebody actually digs the pit, he should be chayv to pay for any damages. So why do I need a posuk to tell me you're chayv for opening a pit, for digging a pit? Why do you bother to tell me you're chayv for digging a pit? Surely you know it already from the fact that I already told you that you're chayv for opening the pit, uncovering the pit. Maybe we should use that word, uncovering the pit. So the Mechilta, Tanya, Ki yiftach v'chi yichre. The pasuk says Ki yiftach, which is uncovering, and Ki yichre, which means digging. If you're chayef on covering, surely you should be chayef also for digging. Says the Mechilte, it's teaching us, this pasuk is teaching us, she'ein oinshin min adin. She'ein oinshin momoin min adin. She'ein oinshin momoin min adin. In my momoin, she'ein oinshin min adin. So we have a problem. Our Mishnah is clear. Oinshin momoin min adin. We can and Josh is to say, make up chiyuvim. And the Mechilta says, ein oinshin momoin min adin. And the Mechilta says, God bless you for it. So that's Tosis Kasha. Tosis is mashma from our Mishnah. Mashi, we had the Mefusha Mishnah in the second parak. The Oinshin Momim Min Adin. Mefusha Mishnah. Anyone remember it in the second parak? We had a clear, explicit Mishnah. The Oinshin Momim Min Adin. Explicit, 100% clear in the Mishnah. I mentioned then that it's a bit funny that Tosis makes diukim from the Mishnah. It's here. It's a mefurish Mishnah in the second parak, and the Rishash points it out. Where did we have in the second parak? I'm right to test you on this. Where did we have in the second parak a mefurish Mishnah that we made a kal v'chomer to be mechayev somebody money? We had a whole sugya. Go on. Karen. And it was just a nizik, mischayiv, nizik, shorim. Right? Remember that was the tough. If already, Karen, it's chayiv, and it's just a rabbin. And Shem Regel's bottle. So certainly, in the case of it's just a nizik, where Shem Regel's chayiv, certainly Karen should be chayiv. Right, that was Reb Tavon. And why did Rabbanan argue with him? Why did they say that Karen is only Chayiv Chatzi Nezek? No, not because they didn't enter him, because of Daya. Daya, love him in Adin, he's Canadian. Remember the old sugya of Daya? It's not Chayiv to learn more than where you came from. And since we were coming from Karen, it's Shisarabim, and Karen Shisarabim is Chatzi Nezek, so you can't learn more than that. That's what the Chomari argument of Dayan, but it was clear you can make Kal V'chomer. So the Mefurash Mishnah, not us, Loi Hare, we would have done, we do learn Kal V'chomer. We do learn Kal V'chomer by the Mechayim Nezek Sholim for Karen in Rishus HaNizek. The only reason why the Chomari didn't was only because of Dayan, Lovim and Adin is Kenidin. And where do we learn Dayan from? When do we learn the principle of Daya? When do we learn the principles of Daya? Okay, you got a test today. Yes. So far, you haven't really passed it.
Not every month, for 2 months.
No. You want a fruitful excuse? I can give you other excuses as well. Why? Where do we know Daya from?
I'm sorry.
It was a pasuk. It was a pasuk in Parshas.
Oh yeah.
With Nadi who?
Yeah.
Miriam and Avia. They really she should have been for 14 days long. That she was only for 7 days because Daya Lofan Adin needs Canadian, right? It's a pasuk for it, and that's why there are bonon. And that's why the Rabbanon argued on Reb Tavon, because they all die. Or Reb Tavon doesn't hold them die.
Yes. Now won't break the Kalachomer.
If it's Mifrit, the Kalachomer, he doesn't hold them die. That's the Machlik is there in the Sugat of Chavdali, the Prophet. But let's get back to our Sugat. So Tosis is here saying, Avati from our Mishnah, that you don't say that you are Oinshin Mami Min Adin. So Shash points out to the Chodalit, it's not just a deal. We do, it's a mission for Eshes, Reb Tavon, and the Chachamim agree to it, the Oinshin Momoin Min Adin. So Fictasis, the Mechilta as a pasuk saying otherwise. The Mechilta as a pasuk says, Ein Oinshin Momoin Min Adin. Why do you need a pasuk to tell me, Ki Yichre? We know it already. You've already kiyivtach is chayiv. Surely kiyiche should be chayiv. Ela ein oinchin moment min adin. That's the kash of tesis. Sister. So answers tesis umiu. However, the perek apar in perek apar. He also doesn't want to be tested on the second perek. So we said we're going to be testing on Shosh Anogach, but we learned in Shosh Anogach, going back maybe 2 years now, we learned a different drosha from Kiyiftach v'chiyichre. We learned a different drosha then. There was a machlekes where the boy is chayiv in Shus. Machlekes where the boy is chayiv in Shus HaYochid or Shus HaRabim. Some say it's only in Shus HaYochid. Why did he hold only in Shus HaYochid? There was a pasuk. What was the pasuk that told me that boy is only chayv in Shus HaYochid? Is it really unfair? There is a pasuk, and we've learned it at the top of the Amud there. There's a mission at the bottom of the Amud going on to the top. Baal HaBoy, Baal HaBoy, boy has to have bite. Baal HaBoy. Pasuk said, Baal HaBoy Yishalim, he has to have bite. But there was a Tana that held that you're chayv for boy in Shus HaRabim. Even though it says Balaboy, we learn Yechayim for Boy in Shus HaRabim. Where do you know this from? How do you know Yechayim for Boy in Shus HaRabim? And the Gemara says, because it says Kiyichre. I don't need it. Why does it say Kiyichre? We know already Yechayim. It says Kiyiftach. Why do you need the Apostle Kiyichre? Elon Iske Kriyo Upsicha Boroi. The Apostle has come to teach us, even though you don't own it, but rather you dug it or you opened it up. For that, you're chayv. And iske kriya opsicha bor. That's what the pasuk is coming to teach us. You're chayv just because you dug it. Even though you don't own it, you're chayv. The Remeinah says, Tosis, we argue on the mechilta. We don't learn that the mechilta is saying that ein oinchin min admomim min adin. Oinchin min adin. Bemet you would be able to learn from kiyiftach that you're chayv for digging as well. And the reason why it says Kiyiche is to teach us a different halacha. What halacha is it teaching us? That you're chayim for digging it. Even though you don't own it, but you dug it, you pay for it. That's what the Miu Bepeh Kapora Dorish Lei the Drosh Achine. We darshan this posuk for a different drosh. She'al iske psicha o kriya bo'o loy. And the reason why it's chayiv, the reason why he's going to have to pay is because he dug it. Even though he doesn't own it, he dug it.
So according to that, he's chayiv in every rishus?
No.
He dug it.
It's not so clear that there was machlekes in the Gemara there. Whether it's machlekes, whether you're chayiv in every rishus or only in rishus ha-rabim, because in rishus ha-nizek, you'll say it was my rishus, nobody told you to come in.
Is there a sign that said it's only Balanizek?
There is a Tzad Nigmar that only if you own it, yeah.
It's on your property?
Yes, there is such a Tzad Nigmar. There's all the different combinations there. So that's one Malach that we learned from Kiyiftach to Chiyichre.
So there's still a Spur on the Mechilta?
So the Brian, yeah. The Gemara is Chilik on the Mechilta. Our Gemara, Bavli, is Chilik on Mechilta. Not the first, and Tamini, it's not the last. Bryce says, Machlekes Tanoim. Machlekes, whether we'll have to discuss why in a minute, but Machlekes Tanoim, Machlekes in the Bavli, just like you can have a Machlekes Bavli Yerushalmi, can Machlekes Bavli Mechilta. That's one drosha. The Gemara carries on there in the Mem Tes, and says another drosha. It says, Lehovi Kuyo Acha Kuyo. Shasilik Maiserishim. Another reason why it says Kiyiche is to tell me that what happens if one person digs 9 and the other person digs the 10th? Who's chayv to pay? The last one. Because the Havi Kuya Acher Kuya, the one that came after him, usurps the previous one. Okay, that's the other drosha of Kiyiche. It's come to tell me a chiddush, even though you just dug a little bit. You're chayiv entirely on the pit. So Mila says, our Tosis, our Bavli learns different things from Kiyiche. The reason why it says Kiyiche, the Met didn't need to say Kiyiche, Because we could learn a kavachomer from Ki Yiftach. Because you would learn kavachomers to be mechayev momoy. So we have two different drushes why it's kiyach. And the mechil. The mechil learned ein oinshin momoy minat. Now Mordechai jumped in when we started reading the Tesis, and that lechay is the machlekes, the kutz machlekes between the Babli and the mechilta. When a person damages and he has to pay, or when his animals damage and they have to pay, why do you need to pay? Is it a punishment, or is it because you caused the person a loss? If I borrow money from you and I pay you back, why do I need to pay? A punishment, or because I borrowed the money from you? Borrowed money, it's not punishment, you just have to pay back. So if a person damages, or if an animal damages, why do you need to pay? Is it a punishment, or is it a... Or is it here because you damaged? Somebody dug a pit and somebody fell in. Why do you have to pay? As a punishment or because your thing? You caused a loss to something. This could be the machlokes between the Gemara, Babli, Mishnah, and the Mechilta. Could be that the Gemara, our Gemara held, if you cause a pit, you dug a pit, the reason why you have to pay is because you caused somebody lost some money. So you have to pay, it's not punishment. What should you have to pay? Mashenke. The Mechilta maybe held. It was a punishment. If it is a punishment, maybe you can't learn out one punishment from the other. That could be, but it's not. That could be a possible explanation. But Bemet is much more deep than that. Why Bemet ein unchin menadim? Why ein unchin menadim? Why should that be? Why ein unchin menadim? What's the svar?
The Samara Mitzvah.
Oh, that's one Mahara.
Someone might have to come out come later and give you a different evidence. Hayden can come and give you a different evidence later that would show that you wouldn't, that the person wasn't by.
Every Aedis, you could say that then. Every Aedis, two Aedim come, or two other Aedim might come afterwards. So you should never be able to kill. But let's have a passage that says if you marry a half sister, you're chayv misa. Not you. So a person marries his half sister, he's chayv misa. And then, so I would know that person married his whole sister's chayv misa. Right? So why do I need a pasuk? Why bemet ein unchin misa or malchus menadin? Why do I need a pasuk to tell me that you're chayv misa if the person marries his whole sister? So Malta pointed out, and this is one mahalach, the person gets misa, why do we kill somebody? Kill somebody in order to get a kapara. So if somebody does a certain level of punishment, of a transgression, so we give them a certain misa, and that's going to be a kapara. But there's no raya if somebody does a more chomo aveira, that misa which we give them will be a kapara. It could be such a guy needs a worse punishment. And we can't just kill him and we'll say, okay, we'll give him half a kapara. You either get a kapara or you don't get a kapara. So if a person marries his half sister, that's a terrible aver against misa. If a person marries his whole sister, maybe that misa wouldn't be enough to give him. But since we don't know what to give him, we can't give him anything. Hashem will have to deal with his kapara. We can't give him a misa which might not be his kapara. That's tam achzorius. So I'm killing a guy for no reason. So therefore you need a pasuk to tell me, no, for this, there's this kapara. Give him this misa. That's why you need a pasuk to tell me, a person marries his own sister, he's chayav misa. Because there's a svara to say that it's not enough to give him this misa, because maybe this misa doesn't do the kapara. That's only a svara by misa. But by momoin, is there such sorrow? And moment is not kapara. Moment is like we said earlier, to pay back the damage you did. So there's no such sorrow. So if we see your show cause damage, and the boss says by show you have to pay. So the sorrow is a whole thing by moment as well. That's why our Gemara holds Unchi Moment Minatin. By Miso, Malchus, it's a sorrow. We're giving with making the guy suffer in order to give him a kapara. We don't have a schus to make up other Unchi. Ashenke, by Momoin, which is ordered to repay the other guy, their Oinche, even if it is an Oinche, but Oinche Momoin Minha. we can't be Venus one. That's the possible shot, you know. So, yeah, Yossi, you wanted to say something.
No, we see three different answers as to why we have to do it.
Three different answers to why what?
We have to tell them for a full flesh system.
No, we have to tell them. The Torah had to tell us.
Yeah.
Why the Torah? Yeah, okay.
One is because we see by the way show that they marry full flesh sisters.
You also married half sisters.
So I'll say, look, I can the Torah, yeah, the Torah doesn't say that they can't marry full flesh sisters. The Torah actually spoke about it, so I guess it's even.
But they also married half sisters.
Okay, yeah, the Torah only mentioned an Esther now for half sisters, it doesn't say anything about full sister.
It's a common claim. If you see the Torah said the times have changed, and now you can't marry half sister, Kosuke, you can't be able to marry every full sister. I'll add to you, every full sister is also half a sister.
Yeah, the second answer is maybe because of the same thing you'd say, let's say, by Tzara'ah. You say a person of Tzara'ah, part of his oof, and he's fossil, he's a Tame. You would think surely that he's going to be Tame for his entire oof. If he's entire, something entire is perfectly fine. He's out.
Yeah.
But here too, maybe the Torah allows it.
Very original, but no, it's not the same at all. Yeah, okay.
The third answer was everything the answer because of a straw. Because of a straw, you have to give the specific. What?
You have to give him a specific.
I mean, give him a specific warning about a specific law in the Torah. So if this guy is with his full sister,
say,
hey, the Torah says about a half sister that you can't get. It's not a half sister.
No, so you'd say Kavachema. So the Torah said in this case, you'd be Chayev. Kavachema Tami. I'd say it. The Torah says, if Oin Shimon Adin and Kavachem is all part of the limud, the Torah says, if you marry Dudnos with this lady, you're Chayim Misa, and I'll be a good Asra, if they met Oin Shimon Adin. One of the Malachim is because of Kavachem. It's a good Torah.
Why do we have to say Oin Shimon, that is Kavachem, why don't you say Yesh Masai Mana? You're not being killed because you married your sister. Right, Oin Shimon Adin. You're being killed because you married your half sister. She's your other half also. Okay, really interested in that.
But you won't get kapara for that. You won't get kapara. So you can't kill him. We don't kill people because of what they did. We kill people in order to give them the kapara.
Right.
They won't get the kapara. So maybe they won't help you. I think about Molan Bemet, that you can't in a chal the same one. They can. And not by Misa, because they need the kapara. Misa, Malchus. Okay, so that's the end of this thesis, which brings us to the end of the thesis on the Mishnah. Okay, if we could just let's do a quick sikkum of the taste of sin that we learned this week. We learned four tastes of sin on the Mishnah. If we do a quick sikkum on the taste of sin on the Mishnah and the taste of sin. The Mishnah told us, Arba Ovis Nizikin, what were they? Come on in, I see we should know them. All the Arba Ovis Nizikin, let's try and do this a bit about Peh. Arba Ovis Nizikin, what were they? Balpeh means by heart, but yeah. So yeah, show boy mother heaven, right? And we don't know what show is and we don't know what mother is, but besides that we know very much the Mishnah, show boy mother heaven. Show is either regel, keren, or show, or keren, shen, or keren, shen, and regel. That's the options, three options. And boy, we know what boy is. Mave, we have a suffix in the Gemara where the mave is shen or odom. And heaven is ish. Show boy mother heaven. So Tesis and the Kasha, what's the first Kasha? First Tesis and the Kasha?
Why does it not say
Hain? It says Hain by other places, but some places it does. And Tesis says it was? Sometimes yes, sometimes no, it doesn't matter. Then there was a Gideon that thought he had a Mahalech, because it wasn't really coming to tell me that Arba Ovis was rather come to tell me that Lo Harei, that's what it was coming to do. But then the Gideon fell away from that, and in that number we left, and there's no real rule when it says Hain or not. That was the first thesis of that we had. Then we had second thesis, which was what we basically saw today, that it actually tells us the reason I'm showing by Mother Eve is all the based on the Torah. So they had two kashas on that. Again, if you want to write numbers on your thesis, it'd be good to do that, but two kashas on that. Number one, he had the kasha from Regel. And why is it Shoy Boy Mavah Eva? Regel is mentioned only after Boy. If Shoy means Regel, and Regel is only mentioned after Boy, that's the first kasha. The Kuntam Alam Regel, Shoy is Regel, Regel is only mentioned after Boy. What's on to the tesis?
Shoy first.
Shoy in the Torah is mentioned first, and the Tanakh uses the word show to describe regal, therefore it's mentioned in that order. Then that was point number one of Tesis. Point number two of Tesis, Mandom Amav is the Odom. From the Mandom Mave is Odom. Why is Odom mentioned? Third, Odom should be mentioned.
Sorry, last. Sorry, hold on one second. According to the first sheet, Shor is mentioned first, even though it means like it. And the rest goes according to Sukkot.
Yeah.
Mave is Shin.
Mave is Shin.
So there, so it goes.
Shor boy Shem Eish. In the pesukim really, Shor boy Shem Regel Eish. That's the pesukim.
Shor boy
Shem Regel Eish. Right, that's the pesukim.
So now that you mentioned Shor already first.
Shem, yeah. Regel.
Why not group it together with Shem?
Yeah, that's not because it's not. It's a different.
Mentioned Shor already.
It's a different app.
Mentioned Shor.
Yeah. We spoke about that as well in Shem, but we did speak about the map, also just that. Dan only wanted to use the word Shor just as a hint that there's a Karen as well, but just one app is enough for that. So anyway, so that was the first Gash of Tesis. Second Gash of Tesis was by Odom. The Mab is Odom, so why should there be if Mab is Odom? Why did Mab mention third? She should be mentioned last. And the answer was?
It was very distant.
Since it was very distant, so there's no gain in following the order of the Torah, therefore we shoved it in before Ish. Why did it come before Ish?
The order of the Lari's.
The Lari has Odom before Ish. We have Piskasha, say that. Second Torah of Tesis. Odom is mentioned somehow between before Ish, because it says Ki Yigenevish.
It's the right order.
And then it's the right order. It's not Mamish Odom Amazik, but it's enough for us to hint to us that
why is the Rav saying it's not Mamash Odom Amazik?
Because Gnev is not Odom Amazik.
The Torah talks about a Gnevo where he actually mazik the item because he cooks it or he doesn't do it.
That's after he stole it.
What?
It's after he stole it.
It's part of the whole thing.
That's not Odom Amazik. That's again, it's part of the act. Yeah, that's why you have 4 or 5 because
he chops it, he eats it. That's not mazik?
It's not included in the din of Odom Amazik. In the braisa that we're gonna have soon, when we get there, there's a braisa which says Odom Amazik and Geneva and Tbicha and Mechir. They're all separate categories. So Odom Amazik is Maki Behim Moishalman, somebody who damages a shor has to pay. There's a new chiddush. Somebody steals and deepens his theft by shechting it, you have to pay dalit. It's a new day, it's not mazik. It's a deepening of the theft.
Why is it not saying it's not called mazik?
The chiyuv is not mazik. The chiyuv is because you deepen the theft. It's only because you stole the fight. Somebody goes out to somebody's animal and checks it, but didn't steal it, he wouldn't be done me. That's some mazik.
Some mazik?
That's some mazik. But somebody who steals and chefs, which is what the parasha is talking about, is all included in the category of theft.
But you wouldn't call it a thief?
It's a deeper form of theft. Everything's got its own box. Don't group things together, you just get confused. Everything has its own box. Somebody who steals and makes the fear of stealing a deeper level has that box. Don't. Of course, it's type of mazik, but it's not. It's a different box. There's Adam and mazik, and there's Geneva, and there's Tvicha Mechir. Don't mix the two together. It'll get difficult. Then the third Tosfos, which was a very important Tosfos, and is explaining what the word loy hare. What does the word hare mean? What's hare mean?
Usually
it means a chumra. In our sugya, it means a kula. Why doesn't Asuga mean a kula? Because if you read the Mishnah, it has to be that. There are two places where it is, right? But everyone else.
Does anyone see otherwise?
No. So that's the third Tosfos. And the fourth Tosfos, which is comprised really of two Tosfos, but the fourth Tosfos, the first part of the fourth Tosfos is there were 4 points in it. How many points? 4 points in that Tosfos. Point number one. Five there are?
If you count the second Tosfos.
Yeah. So in that Tosfos is really is two tesis. In the first part of the tesis, there's 4 points. First point was, why did the Tana not bother to explain in which way is Shoy different to Mavin, or is Mavin not different to Shoy? And the answer to that was
simple enough to figure out one to one.
It's simple enough for us to figure out. The second point of thesis was,
why wasn't it reciprocal?
By Ish, why didn't we say, just like by Bori, Shoy and Mavin, we say, Lea Shoy, Kerea Mavin, Lea Mavin, Kerea Shoy. Why by Ish do we not say, Lea Zev Zish Ish Burhaim, Kerea Ish? We don't do that. And the answer to that was
cannot.
There isn't.
Cannot.
There is not. And the third man, the third point of thesis was
why didn't we do reciprocal
by Bor? By Bor, where you could do reciprocal, why didn't we do it? And the answer to that was because we didn't do it by age, so we left it. No need to do it anymore. And the final point of thesis was
when everything from Bor and something else.
Why is Bor last?
Yeah. Why is Bor last?
I will tell you that.
Really, we could have learned everything from Bor and Shoy. And you put Shoy and Bor together, we could learn everything from Shoy and Bor. But the Tana wanted the Hagdil Torah last.
Tana or Hashem?
The Tana. It's a Tana, it's a writer. It's a Tana I'm speaking here.
Oh, I'm saying it's questions on the Torah, not just listening to
it? No, the reason on the Torah that the composer is going to say is because the teacher's balance. But the reason why the Tana spoke out this way, that we needed it, each one. No, to tell us the Chiv, you didn't need it. So why did the Tana speak out this way? Like the Tana Hadi. And then Tosis ended up with another Tosis that asked, that pointed out, that in our sugya you see Einchen Momen Radin, which is unlike the Mechilta of Einchen Momen Radin. And that's that. That is the sikkum of Tosin and Mishnah.
Sorry. You see from ours there is Einchen Radin?
Einchen Momen Radin.
How do we see that again?
Because you see, they had the Torah spoken about Keren. And if it wouldn't have been Kavanos and Hazik, we would have been able to learn from Karen to Rega. That's what we're saying. You can't learn Mavet from Karen because Karen is different. If not, if the fact that Karen didn't have that Chumma, even though it's Karen and that's Rega, we would have learned one from the other. And we said in Rebtaufen, we saw Mefurish, Rebtaufen did learn a Kavachoyma. See, clearly the Babli learns Einchen Momen Radin.
We say Radin. Do we mean any of you when we don't say Radin? Any of you.
Any of you do. This will become a famous opinion. Yeah, any of you do. Okay. That was the second box we were Zecha to learn the Tesis Siman. I think you know it quite well. If anyone feels that they don't know it well enough, Aval is a Chazorah, an amazing word called Chazorah, do Chazorah. And Mietz Hashem on Sunday, we shall be doing the Gemara. You started the Gemara already? The Gemara on always Mechal de Ketolis, which takes us till Daf Beis Amid Beis at the top of the Amid, till Tamar Avonon, and Tosis, Nereb Nezer, and Hochi Gosinon, and Leilu Av. Right, that's three Tosis here. Yet Shem Sunday 9:30, Bisyad Bishmaya. Have a great Shabbos.
You are having a Shabbos.
9:30, yeah. Because they're all already ahead of the game. Fine, should be well. Moshe Petzi, very good Shabbos.